This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
PM Team Power Rankings, top 5 options for Pirates manager. I'll start. Number 5, I got Jim Leland on the list.
Okay.
There's somebody inside our building who really believes this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
I'm not going to say who, but there's actually a human being who works for us who thinks that Jim Leland could be the next Pirates manager.
Okay. Have a sense of who that, that not, be.
How old was Jack McKeon when he came out of retirement to manage the Marlins?
76, maybe?
To a World Series.
You're talking about 2003?
Yeah, he was really old. He was smoking cigars after every game.
Jack McKeon, he's still alive,
Captain
by the way.
Jack.
You're aware that he's still living?
Does he still smoke a cigar every day?
He might. He's 94. He was 73 when he came out of retirement, though.
And Leland's 80. Yeah, that's a big difference there.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was 72 when he won. Yeah, that's... Man, I can't believe he's still kicking, brother.
Well, I'm still keeping him there. Jimmy Leland, 5. Malzy, who do you have 4?
I had Leland 4 on my list. Would you like me to give you my number 5 or something?
Donnie, who do you have number 4?
Lou Brown from Major League. This is my type of team, boys.
He had a tough call. He made a big mistake starting that old bag of bones in that one-game playoff against the Yankees. Remember that guy?
Yeah, that guy pitched into the ninth, and then he brought in the wild thing, and the place just went bonkers.
But could you imagine if sports radio existed back then?
We'd be really questioning that decision.
Oh, 100%.
He scattered like 9 or 10 hits and a couple of runs, and he's pitching into the ninth.
He was sweating his guts off. Yep. What was that guy's name? That old...
I can never remember that guy.
He looked like Gaylord Perry.
In Major League, the rundown pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a horse for them, though. You want to talk about an innings eater?
Hold on. I got to find it here because it's going to bother the crap out of me. Because it's like Jake Taylor, obviously, Rick Vaughn, and then, what's his name? The third baseman. Why am I blanking on him now?
Dorn.
Too?
Dorn.
Roger Dorn.
Ole Dorn.
But there is... That pitcher, I feel like, is a... is
Eddie Harris.
Thank you. I knew I had a weird feeling that it was a plain sounding last name and I just could not remember it. The actor's name? Chelsea Ross?
Chelsea?
Chelcie. A veteran pitcher who doctors the baseball to make up for his diminishing power.
Yeah, I think he was supposed
power.
To be Gaylord Perry. I think that's who he was
based
on.
Yeah, he put
on.
Like the Vaseline on his chest.
Yep.
Man, speaking of baseball movies, I was just reminiscing yesterday about how the end of The Natural, the movie, and the book are two wildly different
literally
things.
Talked about that on the air, Chris. Who do you have?
We didn't talk about it yesterday. We talked about it like 8 years ago, but
no,
because
we talked
you have
about
a photographic
it. We talked
memory.
About it just the other day.
Did we?
Yes.
Who do Donnie, you have? Did we?
We did. Who do you have number 3, Malzy?
I have Brad Ausmus number 3.
Interesting. What got you to Brad Ausmus?
I don't know. I mean, I think you can go in one of two directions here. You can go with like... Probably there's one huge name I bet we all have at number 1. Or you could go with somebody that nobody's ever heard of, or you could go with like Donnie Kelly. Or you could go with any of the random guys who have managed before, who have some experience, and are currently occupying like reasonably high positions on teams. And so Ausmus, who managed the Tigers before, managed the Angels before, currently the Yankees bench coach, I believe, is a guy that came to mind.
He has two winning seasons as manager in Detroit, 90 and 72 in 2014, and then 86 wins in 2016. So he was the guy that got tabbed with the gig right after Leland hung him up. All right, number two for me is Clint Hurdle. Danny Murtaugh managed the Pirates a bunch of times. Clint's back in baseball. He's still tweeting up a storm. Have you noticed that?
He loves to follow him. Big tweeter.
He's still sending out hundreds of tweets a day, and while helping out the Rockies, the most, you think the Pirates hitting sucks. They're in Coors Field a mile high.
Didn't he just jump in now as like their official, like when was that consultancy basically or whatever it was, special assistant with hitting? He just got hired to do.
He's the actual hitting coach.
That's what I thought.
About a month ago.
Because I knew he'd just gotten hired for a position, and I thought it was just formally
not a month
hitting
ago,
coach.
Probably like 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, they really pulled the plug on their guy there.
You know, we just talked about Clint Hurdle getting that job.
Yep. Anyway.
So right. He's third on your list?
No, he's second.
Second on your list.
Who's number one? Did you guys have Hurdle on yours?
I didn't.
Donnie, did you?
I did not.
Damn. All right, Malzy, who do you have one?
Joe Madden.
So do I!
All three of us.
Easy.
Shut up, really?
I thought that was easy and obvious.
We all want Mr. Plantar Fasciitis as Pirate skipper.
You want to talk about an ultimate wrestling babyface turn? Mr. Plantar Fasciitis brings his big bottle of Merlot here, his wine glasses, his I'm smarter than you tendencies, smartest guy in the room attitude.
Do you know he's good friends with Pomp?
I did actually know. Do you know he's from Hazleton, PA?
I did. His mom owned a diner there that I think was called Third Base.
I think it's still open, actually. I think we looked this up. In fact, I know we looked this up, and the sandwiches looked pretty good.
Yeah, it was just the other day we did that.
It was actually 2 hours ago we did that. You just forgot.
Donnie, did you know that Madden and Pomp were boys?
I did not. I mean, Pomp is pretty much boys with everybody, though.
I found that out the hard way.
You ripped Joe Madden to Pomp, and he defended the hell out of him.
And Bob got very defensive about it, and I'm like, why are you so stubbornly...
Well, that's one of my best friends. We're going to talk about that. 412-928-9370.
He's a good man, Pony. Why don't you shut your trap?
He likes wine and expensive clothes. And golf. I do think... Now, he made some questionable decisions in that World Series when the Cubs beat the Guardians.
He should have cost them by leaving Chapman in to die on the vine.
But that is such a first-world problem and complaint to have.
I think he'd be the best guy available. I had a couple other names, though.
All right, give me the guys that we didn't get to from your
list. I originally wrote Donnie Kelly, number five, but I took him off the list. How about Jeff Banister?
Ooh, I love that one.
Number
I should have put him on there. I should have put him number two. I should have put him three behind Hurdle and
I put
Madden.
Jimmy Leland number four just to have... Can't have the list without Leland, even though he's not going to do it. I put Ausmus three. And between Ausmus and Joe Madden, a guy with a great mustache, a guy with a great nickname, a guy who certainly knew how to hit the baseball, which this team doesn't, give me Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly.
Where is he now, Chris?
He is the bench coach for the... Hold on a second here. Lost my spot. He's the Blue Jays bench coach, so you know that there's a... Yet another Toronto connection, baby. Get the most out of Spencer Horwitz.
Donnie, who did we leave off from your list?
So I had Donnie Kelly at number two. I had John Wehner at number three. I had Lou Brown at number four. And then I had Jesse the Body Ventura at number five.
I hate you so much. I really do. I had Mike...
I could manage this team better from the Baja.
I had Mike Matheny three. What happened to that guy?
I thought he was kind of a trash manager.
What do you mean? Look at what he did in St. Louis.
I know, but like...
The Matheny Manifesto.
In big games, I felt like he hurt them against teams that weren't the Pirates.
And I put Terry Collins four.
Because he's a Mets guy?
Well, he was actually a good Mets manager and for comedic purposes, too. I think there's a poor man's Leland in there with him. Because I think like the things that we bitch and complain about, like the fundamental stuff, I think he'd fly off the handle about. And I'd like that. Someone to rock the boat. Not sit
I was like
on
the old Terry. I like the old Terry Collins meltdown with the umpire that was like
Neil Walker's in the middle of that.
Real respectful. Yeah, Walker plays like a great supporting role.
Have
in
you
that
seen
thing.
That video, Don?
Yes, it's a I great have. One. I like that one.
That's one of the best.
You
Sunday
gotta
night
let us
baseball.
Have our shot. You screaming? You gotta let us have our shot.
Walker just kind of comes over like real casual, yeah. Like just chilling. Big fan.
None of us said Neil Walker. Paul in Washington wanted Neil Walker.
Golden Dodge. On YouTube, if you want comedy, hire Bobby Valentine.
So he could
wear a disguise.
Ben Cherington already tried that.
You know what? I'm disappointed in all three of us here. We had 15 total picks to make. Not one of us just threw Mike Tomlin in there for laughs.
Donnie, do we have Paul in Washington? Some final comments from him on the regime of Derek Shelton.
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie and this one and Scotty Too Hottie or whatever the hell else nickname he has. He has blown more games with his managerial changes at pitching. Go over all the games that we've lost, that we've had leads because of Derek Shelton pitching changes. This is amateur hour.
I like when he just casually drops in this one. He's buying himself some more time to come up with another nickname.
He was getting on, he was on a roll, and he wanted to make sure the roll lasted a little bit
Scotty
longer.
Scotty Too Hottie.
I think that's the one that makes me laugh the hardest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.